3. Office visit. Listen to a conversation between a student and a professor and fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
Professor, can I talk to you?
Certainly, Jill. Go ahead.
I really want to take this English internship being offered next semester. The thing is, in order to qualify for the internship, I need to have taken English 290, and I won't be taking that for another 2 semesters.
I'm not sure why you're coming to me. I'm not the internship director. You need to see Mr. Peterson in room 312.
Well, I think that your English 221 class is very similar to English 290, so I was hoping that maybe you could write a letter to Mr. Peterson, which would recommend me for the internship, even though I don't have the required class.
I could write a letter, but I have a better idea. Why don't I stop by Mr. Peterson's office personally and talk to him about it? I'm sure with my recommendation, he'll be able to make an exception.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
1. What is the professor's stance on writing the letter? 2. Listen to part of the conversation again, then answer the question.
I'm not sure why you're coming to me. I'm not the internship director.
How does the professor feel when he says this?
I'm not sure why you're coming to me.
Three. How does the student feel by the end of the conversation?